It comes as good news for the industry, because it certainly affected it, and it affected major cities as well across Ireland, and it affected the hospitality trade, and it affected tourism in general. It certainly wasn't a good picture to paint, especially in the middle of the season, to go on strike. And obviously we've had cancellations from it. Them cancellations haven't come back. So I'm delighted to hear that they've decided to you know, come to an agreement on it, because it's no good for tourism. And unfortunately, and every restaurateur and every hospitality and tourism accommodation providers are saying the same thing. The season hasn't kicked off. Fáilte Ireland have just released their latest figures, and it shows quite a dramatic drop in tourists coming to Ireland. So it's difficult times.
Do you think the rest of the summer can be salvaged now after this agreement between IALPA and Aer Lingus?
I hope it can. I hope to see a lot of tourists come to Sligo, and obviously we're constantly promoting Sligo as a tourism destination, with food festivals, with its amazing scenery, etc., etc. But the one thing that I'm not seeing is I'm not seeing the tourists. And you know, I hope to God that the season does kick off, because it's getting on uncharted waters now, because we're just not seeing the tourists coming to Sligo, and obviously that it's not just Sligo that's been affected. I'm hearing it from colleagues all over Ireland that tourism figures are way down, and look at it's a snowball effect on everything that's happened throughout the last year, and we knew this was coming, but it's certainly coming hard.